Talking on today's sports feature with our Weva volleyball coach, Sarah Shirky, her team getting ready for the postseason. Coach, appreciate you taking time to chat with us today. Tell us a little bit about your guys' this season. I know probably not where you guys wanted to be record-wise, but thoughts and feelings on how you guys have gone through the year.
At the beginning of the year, we started off really strong, playing really well, good volleyball. And then mid-season, we had a couple injuries, so just trying to handle that. And still right now, we have a couple girls not 100%, so we're just trying to get back to 100%, maybe before Monday. But we'll see. We're trying new things with lineups and stuff. But I'm very happy with how the girls have handled all this adversity and, like, trying to figure out new lineups and stuff.
Yeah, and speak to that. I mean, obviously, you wanna win every game, right, as a competitor. But I know a lot of times you can see growth and take positives away, even when you're not winning. So I guess just speak kind of to that this year.
Yeah, I would say the most positive thing that I've seen is our front row really adjusting to a new setter, freshman setter. These other girls have had the same setter for their 3 years that they've been here. So making sure that they're adjusting well to her. I've seen a lot of improvements, Anna Lee and Gabby especially. Mara Obrecht, she had Addison as a setter in middle school, so she knows what she's kind of like. And now Hallie is our main outside hitter too, so she's adjusting well this last couple of games that we've had. In our back row, I mean, back row can always improve. That's our biggest downfall right now is serve receive, but we're trying. Communication has grown a lot since the beginning of the year. I talked a lot with other people about how I just wanted our communication to be great, because if you don't communicate, you can't really know where the ball's going. So I think that's improved a lot this season too.
When you guys have been at your best this year, what have been some of the things that have stood out to you?
Definitely just having fun, and you can see the joy in their face, and they play better when they're having fun. So we try to keep it like that all the time. Obviously you can't, because volleyball is such an up and down sport. But seeing their happiness on their face and that they're just playing with their friends is the biggest highlight for me.
Sarah Shirky, head volleyball coach at Arweva. I know this group this year has kind of been a little bit of a mix of some underclassmen and some seniors that have been leading the way.
Yep. We have three freshmen on the court most of the time and three juniors on the court most of the time now with our senior getting hurt. So I'm excited for next year too. These girls have played together. They have 1 year under their belt together. I'm hoping that more girls step up and know that they can play too. So just so that they're not want just four people playing all the way around and we can have more.
Yeah. I mean, speak to kind of what the future looks like there, obviously with a lot of underclassmen that coming back. I imagine you're pretty excited.
Yeah. I have a couple freshmen that I've been watching too. Maddie Lighting, she's playing great in the back row. Thought right away, front row. Now she's playing great in the back row, so I hope she continues for the next year. Michelle Moore, she's been playing our backside hitter right now, and she's doing very well with that. And also Elena Geek, she's playing well in the back row. I just wanted her to continue to grow in that confidence just so I can play her more.
Now, looking ahead, of course, get the postseason underway Monday night. Tall task with a really good Coon Rapids Bear team. But what are you guys wanting to see? What's kind of the expectations going into that?
Talking, having fun, knowing that, like, this is – we're just here to have fun and get some points off of them, go after every ball. That's kind of our mentality right now is just play volleyball.
And, of course, you know, being a conference opponent, you're familiar with them. Is there anything you learn or take away from those previous matchups?
Definitely shed to the outside, just for Malia. They go to her a lot, so we're going to make sure that we're pushed over to that block on the outside, just so Anna Lee and Gabby can line up with her and maybe get some blocks off of her.
Sarah Shirky, head volleyball coach at Arweva, as her team gets ready for the postseason. Coach, appreciate the time today, and best of luck on Monday.
Thank you.